It's time for another Saskatchewan Quickie. Wearing his I Love Tufnell bunny hug in the Quonset, this is Quick Dick McDick.
I understand you're curious about the beverage in your hand right now.
Like Ben, I'm contemplating things this morning, and I don't know why. Maybe I don't have enough things on the go yet, or maybe this is something to become here as we get out into the field, and you got all this time on your hand and the tractors. But like, who came up with the idea for coffee, Ben? Yeah. I mean, I can't live my morning without it. But think about it, you had to like come across this strange plant that had the coffee bean on it, and then they would take this bean and be like, oh, okay, we ground it up, we put it in with boiling water, and you know what? It was terrible. But then we decided to take another 10,000 kicks at the can, and we actually found a way to roast it, and then we ground it, and then we reboiled it with water in a tiny little Proctor Silex machine, and we actually knocked it out of the park. Like, The commitment to making coffee work must have been huge, you know?
Well, it basically is just burnt bean juice. So, yeah,
it really is, right? And they made a way to make it delicious. Or is it terrible and we have been programmed our entire lives that it's just delicious and we don't know the difference, right? Like, maybe we're living in a matrix. But, like, look at different beverages. Like, look at beer, wine. I mean, the process to make beer, although it's delicious, is huge. Like, I mean, you got to grow barley, you got to malt barley, you got to get it in a big cauldron and boil it and make wort out of it, and then you got to let it ferment. And like, if you screw any of those things up, it's just terrible. Look at us just drinking beer like there's nothing involved in it.
People with a higher pay grade figured it out, is what we're saying.
And my last one that makes my head spin, Benny, is who was like, you know what? If a baby goat can drink it, maybe we can too.